Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Kuf Hey. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Kuf Dalid Amid Beis. As you recall, yesterday in the Mishnah, we had a number of circumstances where someone was menader a korban mincha, and each time the Mishnah explained what are the ramifications. The one that we're up to at the very moment is the second line of the Mishnah. We're in the middle of the line. It begins, Hari Olai Mincha. A person said, Hare Olai, we know is a neder. He says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a carbon mincha. The question is, which carbon mincha? After all, the Torah enumerates five carbonis mincha. The minchas soles, the minchas machbas, the minchas marcheshes, and then there are two subdivided in minchas mafi taner, which are chalois and rekikin. So now, he just said a mincha. So what should he do? Zukta Mishnah, Yavi Ezeshirtze. He has a right to go and make up his mind until the final moment. Today he says Haralai Mincha. He's only going to go to the Bismigdish at the time of Aliyah L'Regel, in a few weeks at the time of Shviyas. At that point, I finally decided I'm going to bring a Marcheshes. I'm going to bring a Machmas. Yavi Ezeshirtze. Rabbi Yehuda Oimen, no. If he says Mincha Stam without adding anything more, Yavi Minchas HaSoiles. You know why? Shehim Yuchedesh Menachos. This is the one that's unique among all of the Menachos. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The question is, what's the pshat in Soiles being unique? Every Mincha, every Yid, every Korban, everything is unique. What is the Soiles being Yuchedesh Menachos? So we go down to the bottom of the Amud. Two lines from the bottom on Kif Dalid Omid Beis, and the Gemara Tana brings from a Braisa. You know what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said Shem Yuchedesh Menachos Hoil Pasach Bayakosef Tchila. When you look up Parshas Vayikra and it enumerates all of the different Menachos, the very first one that the Torah talks about is first Soilas Yer Karbonai. Nefesh ki sakrif karbin mincha l'Hashem. He goes and says, I'm bringing a karbin mincha. Got to be a soilus yir kabbalah. We have this gemara. Very good shkoyach. In the Torah or in our gemuras kiftal and amid beis, you'll see number one. The nefesh ki sakrif korban mincha l'Hashem. A person says, I'm bringing a korban mincha. Soilis yeh korbanoi, v'yotzak l'Hashem v'nosan l'elavayna. And then the next pasuk, two psukim later says, v'minchas alamachvas korbanecha, or minchas marcheshes korbanecha. So, but the first one that is identified in the Heilige Torah is the minchas soilis. So that's what our Mishnah means when it says that it's special, miyuchadish v'nochas, that it's number one. If that's Taka the Pshat in Miuchedesh Menachos, we got a problem. What is our problem? Because the very same Parshas Vayikra starts off, if a person decides he wants to go and bring a korban oila, it says the Pusik, Min HaBahayma, Min HaBukar, or Min HaTzayin, Yakrib as Karbonai. He goes and brings his korban, either from a bakar or from a tzayin. And then the next Pusik says, then he has to bring a bakar. A few psukim later, he decided to bring the menatzoin. Then he has to go and bring from a keves. And if he decided after that, no, he doesn't want to go and bring a keves, then he can go and bring an eiz. So therefore, freitimura, so I have the same, and then the pusik continue on even beyond that. Vim, if he wants to go and bring mino oiv, then he has to bring toirim or b'nei yoinah. So therefore, the Torah has an order when it comes to bringing a korban oila, starting off the avokar, the tzoin being subdivided to kvasim and then izim, and then oifais. So right here on the me'at, hoimer ari hulai oila, are you going to say, yuvid ben bukar, he has to bring the ben bukar, hoilu pasal bayakosu tchilu, because that's the number one listed in the Torah when it comes to the din of bringing a korban oila. If the person says, I'm going to bring it min hatzoin, then yuvi keves. If he says, I'm going to go and bring a carbon oil, he has to bring a keves. Because only after that, the Torah says, v'im eis carbonai. And if he says, I'm going to bring min oif, l'chari has to go and bring toirim. Because the pasuk always says, toirim ur b'nei yoina. Hoil u pasuch, boyat chosim tchila. If that in fact is what Reb Yehuda holds, I mean, we don't know that Reb Yehuda holds that, but if that's the svarim Yuchedesh Menachas, because the Torah lists it number one, then Olam Tanan, how can we learn later on? We have another Mishnah, Harei Olai Oila Yavi Keves, that if a person says I'm going to bring an Oila, you got to bring a Keves. Reb Luz Ben Azaria Oimer Tar Oiben Yoina. You can even bring oifis, because oilas oifis also an oil. It's not an oilas behema, but it's still an oil. Oh, so we see that neither the Tanakhama nor Reb Luz Ben Azaria subscribes to this svara of bringing a bakar, because hoil upasa bayit chosot chila. And says the Gemara v'lei palik Reb Yehuda. The Chay Reb Yehuda should go and argue just like he argues in our Mishnah. He says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai, don't say you can bring any mincha you want. You have to bring the first one, the one that's listed, the first mincha soilis. So why didn't he say the same thing? Legab herali oila.
The word oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
What about
oh?
Oh. Oh.
Mina vakar or mina tzon.
Right.
The one is just the order. So.
No, 100%. You're 100% right. It's just the order. But that's according to this brisa. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you bring a mincha soilis, that it's miyuchedish menachis. Because that's the order. The Torah says, Nefesh Kisaka, if you want to go and bring a Karmen Mincha, you got to bring a Soilus. You don't want to bring a Soilus, you can bring a Machlis. You don't want to bring a Machlis, you bring a Marcheshes. That's how the Gemara is learning until now, that that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says, you got to bring a Minchas Soilus. But based on that Svara, because that's mentioned first in the Torah, then any time a person says, Harilai Oila, he should have to bring a Ben Bokar, because that's the first one listed in the Torah. That's the Gemara's Kasha. You're right. Elamayim yuchedishim menachas to less leishem levai. When our Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah that the reason why you bring a mincha soilis, miyuchad is not because it's the first one. No, nothing to do with that. It's miyuchad because if you just say the word mincha alone, it means mincha soilis. Because every other mincha is hyphenated. Meaning that if you're talking about a mincha of machlas, you say a minchas machlas. If you meant a marcheshes, it's a minchas marcheshes. If you're talking about a minchas mafe taner, you call it a minchas mafe taner. The only one that you call mincha on its own is a minchas soilis. Ah, lesle shem levoy. Shem levoy means a tzugit chepet to name.
An adjective, a descriptive.
In other words, it's not hyphenated. So that's the pshat in our Mishnah. And of course, that only applies to the mincha. That's nothing to do with the case of the oila. An oila, whether you bring a ben bok, or you bring a ben soin, you bring an eiz, you bring oifis, you just call it an oila. Ah, so therefore, since the person said here, mincha stam, by definition, mincha stam, that means mincha soifis. So that's a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. The problem is, what do I do with the price? Which sounds like that this is the explanation. What did we mean when we said in the Mishnah that it's miyuchad, miyuchedesh menachas? It's special is that it's number one. It says there's a vayta hatakush v'leduchta, according to this brisa. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue in that other Mishnah and say by an oila harielai oila? Make sure to bring a ben bakar. Everything mahachi kamer ezel mincham yuchedesh menachas to less leishem levai. Meaning that the Brice is really not explaining what Mincham Yuchedesh Menachas means. Mincham Yuchedesh Menachas means Lesle Shem Levai. There's no hyphenation, there's no other name besides the word Mincha. You can say Mincha Soilis, but you don't have to. The Torah just says you want to bring a car Mincha, you bring Mincha out of Soilis. But here the Torah says specifically Minchas ala machvas korbenecha, Minchas ala macheshes. So you see that there is a hyphenated name, so to speak. So just in case you weren't sure which mincha we are referring to, because after all, I don't have a chumash in front of me, and I'm not a bal koyra, and I don't know. Says the Braisa, I'll give you a hint. The hint is, Zush apostle baya kosev tchila. The first one, oh, which one? Then soilis is the first one. So the soilis, that's not a reason why when a person says, hario lai mincha, you go and bring soilis, because it's the first one. That's not the reason. The reason is because it's special, les le shem levoy, no hyphenation, no adjective, no modification. Stam mincha is a mincha. Soilus. However, just in case you're not sure and you don't know, and bimbus, I'm telling you, says the Braisa, look up the Chumash in Parshas. But Yikra, you see, she possibly a kosev tchala. Frey Timura, pshita, I don't need the Braisa to tell me that, because minchas asoilus ka'amar. If you go back to the Mishnah, if Rabbi Yehuda would have said, Yovi ha-mincha shehim yuchedesh b'menachos, and then I'm scratching my head, which one is that? I can't think of which one. Zuk the Braisa, look up the Pusik, and you'll see. We're talking about the Mincha Soilus. But Rabbi Yehuda already told us, Kirochel Bitcha Aktana, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Yovi Minchas Soilus, Shim Yuchedesh Menachos. So do I need the Braisa to go and say, oh, by the way, don't forget, that's the first one of all those listed. I know, it says Mincha Soilus. And it's Miyuchad because it has no Shem Levoy. What is this Braisa trying to add? You're right. This price is really not telling anything lahalacha. It's only giving us a mnemonic, a way to go and remember for the future. If I'm walking down the street and somebody says, I just said Harilai Mincha, which Mincha should I bring? Well, according to Tanakama, anyone you want. Yeah, I know that, but according to Yehuda, it's a miyuchad. Which miyuchad? But of course, it's no shame levi. Which one is that? I have to think and go through all the five. Zuk the Braisa, as a good simon to remember, you should know that's the first one. Nefesh kisach korvin mincha. Soilus yer kabbalah. See, look at the Rashi about 10 lines in the top. Simnim alva. Lagirsa. Shloi titta. You shouldn't make a mistake. V'tishkach, you shouldn't forget. Eze mincha ka'omer Rabbi Yehuda. Diyavi. Simen zeh yeh biyodcha. Always remember this in your hand. This is a good mnemonic, a good simon. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to the first one of all the five menachos.
He's famous for his simonim. Zadad, Yahaz, Tetzachadash, Biachav. He's always working. Right, he's a succinct one.
What you're doing, what you're saying is very, very beautiful, but it doesn't say in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. It sounds like this Braisa is written by Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, or someone else, and said, our dear colleague, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Rosh Hamadam Mecham Mukaim, who makes all of these simonim, just in case you are not sure which mincha is referring to, he says, Miyuchanaz, I'll give you a simon. And that is the first one that's mentioned in the Torah in Parshas Vayikra. Okay, we continue on. The Mishnah says, Mincha min ha-mincha. So let's take a quick look what it said in our Mishnah about Mincha min ha-mincha. This is right after we finished Rabbi Yehuda. We're on the third line of the Mishnah of yesterday. If a person says Harilai Mincha, or he says Harilai min ha-mincha, Yovi Achas. He only has to bring one Karban Mincha. Which Karban Mincha? That's the Machloikis that we had in the Mishnah. Either Sheyirtza or Rabbi Yehuda says a mincha soilus. What happens if he didn't say mincha or min mincha, but rather he says hare olai minochois or min minochois, yobishtayim? Then he has to go and bring two. Now, on the surface, this is very straightforward. Of course, if you say minochois, loshen ram, you got to bring two. Min minochois, you got to bring two. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Our Gemara doesn't address that, but rather a Papa asks a very similar type of terminology, and he asks, what are the halachic ramifications? Boi Rapapa. Mine mincha mahu. So this is interesting. It's not min menochois, which we said in the Mishnah, min menochois, you got to bring two, but it's mine mincha. Aha. Osei. So what's the shaila? So Gemara, the word mine certainly sounds like we're talking about
plural.
Yeah, but somebody's calling. So that's why.
Which min?
Yeah, which min? Which min? What does that mean? Which min? We got one out of five.
Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful. You're saying beautifully. So, getting back to the Shal of Rapapa, he says mine min chamal. Kim the omam mine by definition is a loshen rabbin. So tarti kom. It sounds like you got to bring two, like the min menoches that we had. Got to bring two. Umay mincha. So why does he say mine mincha? Why didn't he say mine menoches? The kula menoches nami mincha mekayin. He's just following the loshen ha-toira. Shenem dechsid. It says in the pasuk v'zoyis toira samincha. This toyis toira samincha is toira achas al cholam menoches. So this pasuk is referring to all of the five menoches together, and it's telling you these are the general rules and regulations that apply to all five of them. So therefore, the loshen mincha, even though it's singular, works beautifully. Mine, you got to bring two, because that's a Lashon Rabbin. And Mincha, even though it's a Lashon Yachid, but Mincha is a broad term that applies to all five. Oy Dilma, keeping the Omer Mincha, since he didn't say, like our Mishnah says, Min Menachos, but he said Mincha, maybe Chada Mincha Ka'amar. Ay Umay Minay Mincha, Hachi Ka'amar, Minay Mincha, Chada Mincha Alai. When he said, Hare Alai, Minay Mincha, he meant to say, I'm going to bring one carbon Mincha, but you're going to ask me which one? Chvesish, I don't know. Let me give some time to think about it. Maybe be Soilus, maybe Minchas Marchvat. After all, there are Minay, they're all different types. We'll see, I'll let you know. So therefore, does the Shaila from our Papa, does he have to bring one carbon Mincha or two Kabanis Mincha? It's Toshima. Let's try to bring a Raya from our Mishnah. And we're going to repeat now what we said a moment ago. Mincha or Min Mincha, Yavi Yachas. Let's be Madaik, it's Mashma, because he said Min Mincha, but not Minay Mincha. That sounds to be a very logical explanation, a logical diuk. But in the Sefer, let's continue on. What does it say in the Sefer? If he said Menachos or Min Menachos, Yobishtai. Is the Chmash Medaf because he said with a Lashon Rab Menachos? Min and Mincha could be it's only Chada. So therefore, if you learn the ratio one way, you would say you have to bring two. If you learn the Sefer the other way, you'd have to only bring one. Obviously, you cannot be medayik either way from the Mishnah, because whichever way you're going to learn, kenzanazoi. So let's go to a brice. Toshima. The person said, min menochois olai. So now this is not mine mincha, it's min menochois. Now this happens to be one of the lashonis of our Mishnah, right? We said menochois or min menochois. Here the brice says, min menochois olai, yovishte menochois. With from min menachad, you bring two menachas of one min, meaning two machvasin or two marcheshesin or two soilus, etc. So min menachas, one min but two menachas. Okay, so let's now be metaik. Ha mimine mincha, our shaila lechayda is chada. Sounds like it's only because menachas two, one min, you bring two menachas of the same min. Since our Mishnah uses expression, Rav Papa uses expression of mine mincha, well, it sounds like a mincha, only one, chada. So, Gemara, nishkaraya, to dulma ha, mine mincha, maybe shtei menachis, mishnei minim. The reason why this brisa doesn't give us the case of the mine mincha, because in fact it's a different halacha. Halacha in the Mishnah is, the brisa is, min menachis alai, he has to go and bring two menachas from one min. So we want it to be medayik, but mine mincha is chada only one. No, the maham mine mincha, maybe shtei menachas, but mishnei minim. Ah, so that would be a separate halacha. Min menachas, you have to bring two menachas from one min. Mine mincha, you have to bring two menachas from two minim. So I have yet another braisa, or it's the same braisa, and we're continuing on into the Sefer, as you'll see. Vushtait in this Brisa, min menachas alayt starts off the same way that we just quoted the previous Brisa, so it could be it's the same one, and we're just going to bring the rest of the Brisa. Min menachas alayt, maybe shtei menachas min menachas, right? Since he said menachas two, he said min, two menachas from the same min, you got to bring two soilus, two machvas, two macheshes, etc. Mine menachas alayt, this is already a new case, this is not our case of the mine mincha, this is not the case of our Mishnah, min menachos, this is a brand new one. Mine menachos alai. What do you do then? Maybe shtei menachos, mishnei minim. Then you have to bring menachos to, mine to minim, shnei menachos, mishnei minim. So now let's be medayik from that. It's only because he used a double lashon both by the mine and by the menachos. Ha mine mincha, which again is the shaila of Rapapa, maybe chada, maybe only one. So therefore, says Yigmara Daval, I don't have a clear raya one way or the other. And moreover, says the Gemara, Dil Muhammadi Reb Shimoni, konzain that brisa, the author of that brisa is Reb Shimon. Who's Reb Shimon? What does that mean? What happens if a person says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a korban minchas ma'afei tanur? So normally we would say he has to bring either chalois or rikikin. Says Reb Shimon, you don't have to. You can even go and mix and match. You can have mechze chalois and mechze rikikin. Normally until yesterday we learned five plus five, five chalas and five. You can remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, every time you go and bring a korban mincha, you have to have 10, what we call 10 chalas, 10 loaves. Can't use that term by mafik taner, because you have chalas and rikikin. So you have to bring 10 lechems, if you will. So what can you do? Besides Reb Shimon, everybody holds, if you bring a minchas mafik taner, you have to make a decision, am I bringing 10 chalas or 10 rikikin? Says Reb Shimon, you don't have to make a decision. You can have 5 and 5. And yesterday, you remember, we had not only 5 and 5, you can have 1 and 9 and 2 and 8 and 3 and 7 and 6 and 4 and 6, right? Oh, so you're telling me, where did we have that yesterday? We can have it here on the bottom of the Amid. It's Romani Reb Shimon, the Omer Mechzer Chalas and Mechzer Kikin. Yovi. Ah, so therefore, umay minay mincha, mincha di isba trei mini. So let's assume that we stay with that diuk that we just had in the Brisa. Right? In the end of the Brisa, it said that minay menachas alai, shtei menachas mishnei minim. So we were medayik from that. Ha minay mincha is only chada. You only have to bring one mincha from the multiple minim. In other words, you can choose any min that you want to. Is a Rebzai says, you want, no, sinish karai. Maybe the Brisa goes according to Reb Shimon. And therefore, when it says minay mincha, mincha di isba trei mini. What he means to say is, I'm not going to bring a minchas soilis. I'm not going to bring a minchas machvas. Not a minchas. I want to bring a minchas mafeitanur. And now he's trying to kind of stir up the talmidim. I have a way to go and say it. I'm going to bring a minay mincha. What's a minay mincha? A mincha that you can bring from two separate minim. You can go and mix and match. It doesn't have to be only chas, or only rikikin, or only soilis, or only machvas. Only I'm going to have one mincha from two minim. That's Reb Shimon, that says you can go and mix and match half chalis and half rikik. Avrabanan di amri mechze chalis and mechze rikikin lo yavi. He cannot go and bring that type of two separate chalis and rikikin and mix them together. So konzai maybe like the rabbanan, maybe shtei menoches mishnei minin. In fact, he has to bring two separate kabonis mincha from two separate minim, because that's what he said, minei mincha. Not one mincha, because the word mincha is like it says in the Torah, v'zoyis Torah ha-mincha, so you bring multiple, and that covers the waterfront, all five minachos. By the fact that he said, minei, tells you that he has to go and bring two of them, one a machvas and one a marcheshes, or one a soilis and one a marcheshes, whichever one you want. Anyway, but the bottom line is, our Gemara is saying is, we don't have a crystal clear raya from that last price. So we thought we had a good deal. Because it said, minay menachos, you got to bring two menachos from two minim. It's like mashem minim mincha, you only have to go and bring one. So you want to skonzain dilma, maybe that price is Reb Shimon. If that price is Reb Shimon, then we have no raya to what the Rabbanan would hold. So therefore, basically, it's an iboya deloy ifshita. So next time you want to be menader a korban mincha, first of all, you should wait until the bismigdish and miyetshem is rebuilt, because we're not supposed to make hegdish bezman hazeh, because otherwise we're going to put away the money, and then it's all going to be... Sorry?
Lidei takala.
Lidei takala, exactly right. But miyetshem, when the bismigdish is rebuilt, until you speak directly with Eliyonov and you get from him a clear direction, you want to bring a mincha, say it clearly which mincha you want to bring. If you just say mincha stam, then you'll get into the machloikis of our Mishnah. And certainly don't say minay mincha, because we don't know, according to Reb Shimon, according to Rabbanan, one, two, etc.
You think
it could have been eeny, meeny, miny, moe was a corruption of this...
Minay mincha?
Minay mincha. Very good, very good. Yeah, that was a very mean comment that you just made. Okay, very good. Anyway, we're up to write the next case. Pirashi v'eni yedea ma pirashi yovi chamishosim. Right, you go back now to the Mishnah. This Mishnah now, it's on the fourth line. What did the person say? Pirashti, last night, right before Hamapel, I said, I want to bring a korban mincha. It's interesting, he daven marv, and he wants to bring a korban mincha. Anyway, so he says, Pirashi, and I specified at that time, I'm going to bring a mincha soilis, a mincha machvas, a mincha mashes. He wakes up the next morning, and he says, oy vay vay, I remember specifically before I went to sleep, before Hamapel, I said, I'm going to bring a mincha blank. I don't remember what the soilis machvas, but I said something, when you did, I don't remember, Ezimahan Pirashi, Yavi Chamishasan. You should go and bring all five to be on the safe side. You never know. So by bringing all five, he'll certainly makayim his neder to bring one of the five, and the other four are going to be betoyras nidav. As though he zook the mishnah. Zook him our man tana, who's the tana of our mishnah that says this. I'm Reb Yirmiyah. The loike Reb Shimon. This doesn't stim with Reb Shimon. Why not? the E, Reb Shimon, Kivin, the Omar, Mechze, Chalis, Mechze, Rikikin, Yovi. Even if you hold Inami Savalak Reb Yehuda, the Omar, Kol Menoches, Bois, Eser, Iklesfuke, Bi Arbe, Esrei Menoches, Oy, says Reb Yirmiya, according to Reb Shimon, if a person said, Pirashti, I was Mafarish, one of the Menoches, and I don't remember which one, you'd have to bring not five, you're going to have to bring 14 separate menachas. How do you get a cheshbon of 14 separate menachas? Okay, it's not difficult, Rabbi Say. It's very simple. Yeah, okay, well, we'll see if it works that way. We start off with the fact that there are three which are definitely not in question. Which are those three? The Soilis, the Machvas, and the Marchesh. So this is Aleidik. Now we only have to find 11 more. Okay. See, if it wasn't for Reb Shimon, we'd only add two more. Because if a person says Mafei Taner, he can either bring Chalis or it could be Rekikin. So that's 3 + 2 = 5. Simple. However, according to Reb Shimon, besides those two, you can also bring half and half. And this is what I was alluding to a moment ago, that it doesn't have to be 5 and 5. It can be 1 and 9. It can be 2 and 8. Or 3 and 7. What does that mean? We had a machlokes earlier on in our Masechta. It was between Reb Yehuda and, I believe, Reb Meir. And that question was, when a person says he's going to bring a mincha, how many loaves, how many chalas does he have to go and bring? According to Reb Yehuda, you always bring 10. According to Reb Meir, you always bring 12. The reason why he says he learned is 12, because he learned it from the din of lechem upon him. Because lechem upon him is 12. This is called lechem, this is lechem. Why does the other one hold it? You learn 10? Because he learns it from a toide. Because by toide it's always 10 loaves. It also has to be 10. Okay. So now, however, according to Reb Shimon, you can mix and match the loaves. It doesn't have to be 5 and 5. So therefore, theoretically, what the person can do is, I'm going to bring a mafei taner, which consists of 1 challah and 9 rikikin. Or 2 challahs and 8 rikikin. Or 3 challahs and 7 rikikin. 4 and 6. 5 and 5. Maximum you get to 9 and 1. Yet you also can get 10 and 0, 100%. So therefore, you have the two, which are 10 and 0s, meaning either 10 chalas and no rikikin, or 10 rikikin and no chalas. Those are two. Like everybody holds those two. And now what we'd be moisif, according to Reb Shimon, is 9 more, which is the 1 plus 9, 2 plus 8, 3 plus 7, until 9. 9 plus 1. So now we've covered every one of the possibilities. So we have 3 chalois, that is the soilis, machvas, marcheshes. We have the two which are ganserikikin, ganserchalois, which are 5. And now we add another 9 more possibilities of 1 plus 9, 2 plus 8, etc., etc. So we get altogether to 14. Isn't this golden and this beautiful? Why is it golden? Because Yudalit is Kaminyan Zohar. The gematria of Zohar, Zayin Hei Beis, is 14. Ah! Beautiful. And now Matsonu Yodenu Vragleinu Bebismenish, because Yodenu Yad is also 14. So Freyti Gemara yet, and that's Freyti Gemara, Zukti Gemara. Obviously, our Mishnah cannot go according to Reb Shimon, because even if he holds like Reb Yehuda, then it only you'd have to have 14 and not just bring 5. The reason why the Gemara says Inami Savalok, because the Gemara wants to say, it would be Reb Yehuda, we're only 14. Because if you're talking Aliba de Reb Meir, you'd have to have 16. Because it wouldn't be just 1 plus 9 and 2 plus 8. You'd have to go all the way through 11 because he holds 12 chalas altogether. So therefore you have your 12 chalas is 1, 12 rakikin is another, and then instead of saying 1 through 9, you'd have to go 1 through 11, so you'd add 2 more, and it'd be 16. So he's saying, even if you go according to the more kuladika, smaller shear of only 10 instead of 12, you still get to 14. Contra May would be 16. No, the mission go contra Reb Shimon as well, and we talk about 5. Why? Because you mean Reb Shimon, the Omer Maisi Umasni, because we find in a totally different context that Reb Shimon says, when I have my sveik is what I should do, you can bring a masni and have in mind or say, mitatanai, koidulamasa, why I'm doing what I am doing, and with that you can patch it all up and work it out. So what does the Gemara mean by that? The Gemara means to say is, this person can go and bring 5 menachas. And he's going to bring the 10 chalis and the 10 rakikin. That's number 4 and number 5, respectively, in terms of... So, we needed you. We had very difficult math, and you weren't here.
Okay, but that's the challenge.
That's the challenge. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we worked it out.
You want to review?
not now.
Okay.
Anyway, so what is this Maisi Umasni? So Rashi explains that according to Reb Shimon is very, if you will, liberal in being able to allocate the chalas and rikikin. And therefore he holds, what you should do is, we're bringing all five, because he said, Pirashi v'eni de'ama Pirashi, forget about the first three, so there's Machlas Macheshes, which is irrelevant. We have now Mafi Taner, he brings 10 rikikin, 10 chalas, and he can be masna and say, Reboisai, if I said last night before I went to sleep, and before I said a mafal, if I said 10 chalas, I brought 10 chalas. If I said 10 rikikin, I brought 10 rikikin. If I said 1 and 9, so one of the chalas should be for chalas for my neder, the 9 of the rikikin should be the 9 of the rikikin for my neder. The remaining 9 chalas, and the remaining 1 rikik, that'll be an aduva. On the other hand, if I said last night I want to bring 2 chalas and 8 rikikin, fine. So 2 out of the 10 should be chalas for my neder. The remaining 8 chalas will be on the duva that I'm now adding to the mix. Same thing with the rikikin. Since I said 2 and 8, 8 rikikin, so the remaining 2 are going to be l'shem neduva. So whether he has to speak this out, or at least he has to have it in mind, but it all works out, says Reb Shimon, or says Abaya, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. You don't have to go and bring all together 11 different types of carbon mafitana. Just bring your 2. 10 rikikin, 10.
Covers the waterfront.
It covers the waterfront, because each time he'll say out loud, he'll say to all those that are here, I don't remember exactly what I said, but this I gave the maximum. I can't do more than that. 10 rikikin, 10 chalas. Whatever the mixture was, fine. That should be l'neder. And whatever was not part of that mixture should be l'nedova, and it works.
It's the sum that counts.
The sum that counts. So the question now, according to Reb Shimon, where do we find Maisi Umasni? Desanya, we have a brisa. Reb Shimon Oimer, Lemachras Mevi Ashomoy Velugoy Imoy. We're talking about a person who is a Sufik Metzoyra. In truth, this Gemara is a little bit more complicated, because this is brought in Masechtas Nazir, and it's talking about a person who took upon himself Naziris, and he found that on the very first day of Naziris, he may or may not have touched a Tamei Mess, and as a result, he is now a Safek Nazir Tamei, and at the same time, he also found out that he may have had Tzaras, or maybe the Tzaras he had was only a Muzger Tzaras and not a Mukhlot Tzaras. In other words, there was Taka Guta Shaila, but we never got a final decision, a Psak Shkoyach of the Koyin, and therefore it was only a Muzger. By a Mitzayra Muzger, you don't have to bring the 2 Oifis, you don't have to do Tiklachas, you don't have to bring the Kabbalah, only by a Mitzayra Mukhlot. See, he really had a double whammy in terms of his suffix, and the Gemara Maseches Nozir goes on for several dafim talking about what the potentials are. He has to do 4 tiglachas, he cannot eat kudishim for 60 days. Anyway, Rashi makes reference to it, but he doesn't go into it in depth. We don't really need it for purpose of our Gemara. All we need for purpose of our Gemara is that this person was a suffix Mitzoyra. And if he's a Mitzoyra, then he has to bring a korban Hashem Mitzoyra. But if he's not a Mitzoyra, he doesn't have to bring an Hashem Mitzoyra, and in fact, it's like Chulim Bazara. You cannot go and bring a Chatas Binadova. You can't bring an Hashem Mitzoyra Binadova. We have one Mandi Mahot, you can bring an Oshem Toli every single day. Okay, but we're not talking according to Oshem Toli. Now we're talking about Hashem Mitzoyra. You can't go and bring some an Hashem Mitzoyra. Suppose Almudoton, this person wants to be able to return to Toicha Machna, and he wants to be able to start eating Kudashim. So what's Almudoti? Zokti Yomara, he can go and bring his Korban Osh. He says, if I in fact am a Mitzoyra, this animal that we're looking at, that's going to be my carbon Asham. What carbon do you go and bring for a Mitzoyra?
You bring an older one. You bring the
Ayil,
right.
As opposed to not a Keves.
Right.
Good. When would you bring a Keves?
For the Nazir Tame, Nomuch, Gash
Mitzoyra. Okay, so now we're in stock now. Because Nomuch stands for Nozer Mitzoyra Keves. That's the Nomuch. It's the others, it's the Geshem, which you have to bring the Isle. Which one is the Geshem?
Hashem. So Ravadai brings the Isle, and the Nozer Tame brings the Keves.
Okay, forget about Nozer Tame. We're only focusing here in our Gemara, only the Gabe, the Mitzoyra. And the Mitzofik Mitzoyra, what does the Mitzoyra have to go and bring?
An Isle.
Are you sure? Nomoich, Nun is Nozir, Mem is Metzoira, Chof is Keves. Right? So Metzoira is Keves. What's Geshem? Geshem is
Gezeloi,
Shivcharufa, which we learned yesterday in the Pusik.
Right.
And then Geshem, then the next Mem is Me'ilois.
Thank you.
No problem. I get confused all the time. So, in other words, a mnemonic, we had Simna. To be able to go and remember which ones are Ayil and which ones are Keves, so you have Geshem from Moshe Gashmias, and Ayil, which one are Geshem, that's an Asham Gzelois, Asham Shifcharufa, and Asham Meilois. In addition to that, also Asham Tolin. Now, when you're talking about the Keves, those are the other two, and that's the Nozer and the Metzaira. Fine. So this Metzaira brought a Keves. So the basic Mikdash, he's a Suffolk Metzaira, and he says, if in fact I was a Metzaira, I want to have the Tahara and the Kapora of this Osham, of this Keves, Zeu Oshamai. And you see this bottle that I brought along of Shaman, Zeu Lugot. V'yimlab, what happens if I'm not a Metzaira after all? Then I want an Osham Zeh, this Behemah, this carbon. Yehei, it should be a Shalmei Nedava. Oh, so you can go and be Masna on the carbon. But let's see now, what are the ramifications of that?
Because
it's an ayah. Okay. We are so confused. Yes, it's like a keves. What's a keves called? A shepsela. It's called a lamb, not called a ram.
Because it's in the first year.
Very good. And we continue on. The oyisei osham ta'un shchita betzafayim. Because it's a suffik osham. It's a Safik Kachi Kudishim. You have to have the Shechit Betzafen like every carbon Asham. And of course you have to have the Matan Behinois. And that's why he brought along not only the Asham, he also brought the Lake Shaman. That after they put the Dam on the Oizen and on the two Behinois, the thumb of the right hand and the big toe on the right foot. Exactly. You have to go to Schmitz towards the Bismigdish, 100% right, but towards the Koidish. But in the meantime, we're talking about the Behinois. So in addition to the Dam, you also have to have the Lake Shaman. He brought the Lake Shaman. And besides that, you also have to do Smicha, Nisachim, Tenuvis Chazav Vishoik.
Because it's a Shlomen, a Suffolk Shlomen.
Correct. You have to do all those. The Gambi, the Smicha, that itself is a bit problematic. Why is it problematic? Because if it requires a smicha, then you have to do it b'chol koichai. But if it's taka korban oshem, which doesn't...
You bring more all the head.
Exactly. So what are you going to do? So Tosis says here on the bottom, what we're going to do is a partial smicha, not with the ganze koichis, so more of a ritual, ceremonial type of smicha. Smicha light. If you remember, another Gemara says the same thing, that they also did that for the women. That the women that got, the feminists that got all nervous and upset, that they don't allow them to do smicha, that they were going to do smicha light, but don't too much pressure, just to go in and make nachas ruach by the nosher. Okay, but anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so the Tosis is the one that talks about the smicha. See, if you look at the Tosis, the smicha, lamadiyam asham etzoyra lav diaraisa havi, Be'akfuya yodav. Yodav means just lightly. Don't go and put the guns of pressure, because otherwise you'd have a problem of potential me'ila that you bring mishtamish in the kabbalas.
What about the lok shemen? Isn't it chumba zara? If it's safek, you have a. We have a parfum yesterday.
The lok shemen is not a carbon. Lake Shemen is something that you bring to go and assist.
Exactly.
And in fact, what do you do with any moiser haloi?
One of the 124 gifts to the Kohanim.
It's a Kohan who can go and eat it, and they're not eating Chum Bazara. So they could, because Ligdula, Lamashcha, Ligdula. So they. Exactly. Lamashcha, exactly. Literally. Fine. Anyway, so all of these things they're doing now in the Sachem to his father, Shoik. Because of the Sofik Shlam. Menechal Zichre Kuhuna, because if it's really an Asham, it has to be eaten by Zichre Kuhuna. And it has to be eaten Liyom Valayla. Don't go and eat it Shnei Yom Valayla Echad as your typical Shlamim. You do Liyom Valayla because it's a Sofik Korban Asham. Okay, so before we continue on, what our Gemara tells us is, you see Reb Shimon is, if you will, innovative, that he allows for taking a korban, being masna. Maybe it's an Asham, maybe it's a Shlamim, but it works. Here too, maybe I said only 10 rekikin, or maybe I said only 10 chalas, or maybe I said 1 and 9, and 2 and 8, and 3, that's fine. He'll be master right now. If I said 1 and 9, so I'm 1 and 9. If it was 2 and 8, so I'm 2 and 8. What about all the rest of the menachas? I'm makdish them. They're not chulim bazara. But instead of being part of the neder that I made last night before saying a mabul, guess what? it's going to be l'shem nedava. So that l'choir is a very good teretz. But freit yetz the gemara v'afagav to come nifrik mar b'shchitas kudishim, even though the man diomar in mesechtes zvachim in the perek shchitas kudishim said over there im diomar b'shimen ma'isi masni lechatchila. When do you hold lechatchila? You can be ma'isi masni only l'tkunei gavra.
Because there's no other choice.
Exactly, material. Otherwise, he's going to be mechutz l'machna for the rest of his life. So therefore, l'tkunei gavra. I will be alma. However, generally, do you have it in lechatchila? We don't allow for this type of lechatchila. So ibazoi frek dimara, how would you allow bringing only 5 and being masna? You should require 14, like we said. How does a bayi say, yeah, 5 is enough? You know, Rab Shimon is allowed maisi masna, but only in cases where b'diavad or let kuni gavra, but not lechatchila to go and advise him. You only have to bring 5 and you're off the hook.
You bring the 14, whether it's for the Rab Shimon.
Yeah.
Are you bringing another? You're bringing 20 of those. You're bringing 20 loaves each time. Which
the, every time you bring a carved mincha, you have to bring.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about for the mafetanor here, for the sefet according to Shimon.
Okay, it's very good. So if you hold 14, yeah. So of course the 3 are off the table, right?
Okay.
So now let's talk about the 11. Right. So what's going to be the 11? One carbon is going to bring 10 loaves of rakikin.
Right.
Next one, 10 loaves of chalas. Next one, he's going to bring a 10 loaves, but it's going to be a mixture. It's going to be a shtikl kalayim. There's going to be 1 rukik and 9 chalas. Okay, next carbon.
It's still 1 stone of flour.
Yeah, all together.
10 loaves.
He's going to have to bring 110 loaves. Right. Yeah, all together. Exactly.
It.
Exactly.
This is a mathematics.
Exactly.
That's terrific.
It's good that you came.
How's the theorem tomorrow?
Okay, anyway, so let's go on. Suzuki Morris says, L'choy d'shver, how are we allowing for 5 l'chatchila? We should force him to do 14, because even with Reb Shimon that holds Maisi Masni, that's only Tkune Gavra. He will not be Misakin Gavra. He can come to the Machna. He's not a Metzoyer Chulila. It's just a question of how many Menachas have to bring. Does he have to bring 5 or bring 14? If he did a B'diavet, okay, but l'chatchila? And for the Gemara Nishveh, Hani Milgabi Shlom to come and might Bachilos and the Avlu Kudish on the base of Sil. Ah, there he was referring to the fact to go and make Azam in Geschäft, to go and say that the Usham should be Ashlom, the Shlom should be an Usham. You know what you're doing? You're cutting down on the edibility, the eating time of the Shlom, because normally you can eat Shlom Shnei Yom V'Layla Echa. Now you're only saying Yom V'Layla is a much greater chance that Chulila, that there's going to be noiser overnight, and the people are not going to eat the whole thing up. That's when the Gemara said, even though I'm being mamayit in the ability to go and eat the kudishim, I'm bringing it chas v'sholom l'beisab sol, that I can only do with kunei gavra. Of menachos, afil l'chatchila. By menachos, we don't have that concern that a korban that normally could be eaten for 2 days, I'm shortening the time and making it 1 day. It's all the same time. It's exactly the same. So therefore, just make sure you have enough kehanim that are not on diets that they should be able to eat all of these chalas. A menachos afil l'chatchila. Good. Nu shtickle now. Omale rapop lebai. Reb Shimon di omar mechze chalus mechze rekikin yovi. Ha kamaisi isorin echad mishnei isorin, or really mishnei esroinim or esroinois, depending on the Gemara. So ha kamaisi isorin echad mishnei esroinim. Veloig echad mishnei lugin. What's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara's kasha basically is, how can you go and mix and match? After all, as you know, when you bring a korban mincha, you bring it from an isorin. That was the first halacha of the Mishnah yesterday, but we know that throughout our Masechta, Hari Eli Isoran, if he says, I'm bringing a carbon of Milch Isoran, he has to bring 1 Isoran. That's the minimum that you have to go and bring. So, Ibazoi, if you're going to go and tell me, according to Reb Shimon, that you can mix and match 5 and 5 and 1 and 9 and 2 and 8 and all the rest, HaKamaisi Isoran Echad Mishnei Yisroinim. What he's doing is, in our situation, where let's say without any sveikas, just he brings 5 and 5, isn't he bringing now 5 from 1 Isoran and 5 from the other Isoran? In other words, aren't we mixing and matching? Now, let's assume.
At what point does the flour get divided then in this mixed mafetanor?
One second. According to Reb Shimon, let's assume now we're bringing now all 5, right? He's not sure which one he agreed to bring. And it was Mafarish, Pirashi, Ben Yudea, and Echashev Yassim. So we have to say he has to bring at least 10 of Chalis and 10 of Rekikin. But we said it, perhaps the person said 5 and 5, or maybe said 1 and 9, and 2 and 8. So what's happening is that the Karban Mincha that we are bringing now is now a mixture. It's not just from 1 Isoran, because L'moshel, if it was 5 and 5, just make it simple. So 5 is from 1 isarin, that's right, 1 isarin for the entire mincha. So all 10 chalas together are 1 isarin. Right? They say that nowadays the minimum amount of flour for challah purposes is the isarin would be 5 pounds of flour.
Gold medal,
yeah, that's be the top, yeshkoyach. So it's got to be good flour. So they say that 1 isarin equals 5 pounds of flour. Okay, so very good. So now I'm bringing now the chalis and the rikikin. Since each one is 1 isarin on its own, so I'm having 10 loaves, which are the 5 pounds, and 10 loaves of the rikikin, which is also 5 pounds. But now you're saying that according to Reb Shimon, I can also mix and match 5 plus 5. So I'm taking 5 from that 1 isarin from these 5 pounds of flour, and I'm taking the other 5 from another isarin of flour.
Why are you doing from 2 isarin? Why don't you take it all, take 1 isarin and split it in half? That's I thought we learned earlier about Rav Shimon. I thought the menader was taking 1 isarin, he splits it in 5. 5 become rakikin, 5 become chalos. Why are we saying we're starting now with 2 isarin and complicating things? It's 1 isarin. He's bringing in isarin, and being a realai mafei tanur, he has 1 isarin of flour and he splits it.
You're talking about a situation where I know in advance what he's bringing. Here we're talking about a situation that I don't know, going back to our Mishnah.
Is it a suffix? Okay.
Look at the Rashi. Ulad Shimon di Omer Mechzachalis. Rashi is parallel to our Gemara. Ulad Shimon di Omer Mechzachalis. Or Mechzarekikin. Or Mukma Masnisan Alibay. We're saying the Mishnah can even go according to Reb Shimon. Or going to Maisi Umasni. She had starful Chalis Misoran Ze. Lafi Mashanodar. Or Rekikin Misoran Ze. Lafi Mashanodar. We're mixing and matching 1 plus 9 and 2 plus 8. And 3 plus 7 or 5 plus 5. Right. So each case, he had to bring a full 10 loaves of the rikikin, full 10 loaves of the chalais, and each one of them was from 1 isarin. And each one of them, when I say each one, meaning the whole 10 chalais and the whole 10 rikikin, each one of that set of 10 was from 1 isarin, and each one of them had the benefit of 1 loik shaman, because that's the minimum they have to bring for a kar mincha.
Right.
Okay, so now if I'm saying that I'm able to go because of this suffix, the Maisi Masni, that I can say Lamushal 2 and 8, so then 2 of the loaves are from Isarin Echad, and 8 of the Rekikin Lamushal are from the other Isarin. And 2 of them are having the benefit of Loik Shemin number 1, and the other 8 are from Loik Shemin number 2. And of course, Huadin, if 3 and 7 and 4 and 6. In each case, we're talking about mixing and matching from 1 isarin onto the other isarin, or from 1 light to the other light. Freit Dimora, is this permissible? Freit Dimora, hakamais isarin echad mishnei esroinim, for like echad mishnei lugin. He's splitting up each one of the 10 loaves by saying this 10 loaves might really include 1 plus 9 or 2 plus 8. Yeah, but these 9 are from 1 isarin. The 1 is from the other isarin, or if it's 2 and 8. 2 from 1 isarin and 8 from the other isarin. Can you go and do that for 1 carbon mincha? You're only supposed to bring 1 isarin at a minimum, and you're mixing and matching for 1 isarin for the other. Same thing by the loik. Is this permissible? Says Imar, nishgeferlach. Shemin l'Reb Shimon. In fact, Reb Shimon holds the Omer im hevi isarin echad mishnei esroi nois or esroi dim. But like yachem mishnei lugin is yatsa is ochkit. Now the question is, where is this Shaminan Leila Reb Shimon the Amah that he holds this way, that you can mix and match Esroinim and Rakikim from 1 isarin to 2 esroinim? Says Rashi, in Hungarian they say Nem Tudam. Nem Tudam means I don't know. Tahili Garashi, if Rashi doesn't know, then we certainly don't know. See, look at the Rashi.
Spoke Hungarian, I know he spoke French.
Okay, well, occasionally he spoke Hungarian. And if you see Rashi 2 lines before the wide line, Shaminan Leila Reb Shimon the Amah. Was Dr. Shimon? Hamevi mincha vehevi shnei asroinim shnei lugin viomer chetche shulze vechetche shulze lechayvasi vashar nedava yatsa. For the Yisparish lanheichem, we don't know where this Reb Shimon is. Toisus on the bottom says, Efshim, maybe we could find the Reb Shimon here or there, but even if we can, we don't have a Reb Shimon that holds that loig echad mishnei lugin works. So there's some other Mishnah, Tosefta, Gemara, wherever, which Rashi says we don't have. So, but Lamas, since Reb Shimon says that if you do are bringing this type of hybrid carbon of partial rekikin and partial chalos, that you can go and do it from two esrainim. So no more kasha. You could take a visar and echmish de esrainim, like echmish de lugin in this type of situation. But now the question is, how do you effect a kmitza? Umekmitz heichi kamatz. How do you do a kmitza from the different chalos and the different rekikin? It was tibbendum. Heichi kamatz. The master biyomer. He goes and makes such a tanayin, he says. Ichalis lechudayu, urkikin lechudayu, amri, de kokomitzna mechalis lehevi achalis, de kokomitzna merikikin lehevi arikikin. Meaning, he has to take two kemitzes because these are two separate kabanis mincha. Let's assume the easy case that it was 10 rekikin and 10 chalois, and he's bringing both of those because of his suffix. He has to bring 5, right? So he's going to go and do 5 kemitzes. He's going to do a kemitza on the soilus, and a kemitza on the machlis, and a kemitza on the marcheshes, and now a kemitza on the rekikin, and the kemitza on the chalois. So when it comes to the chalois rekikin, he says, if I said last night, I'm going to go and bring 10 loaves of rekikin, so then the kemitza that I'm taking from the rekikin, so zan for the rekikin. And if I said last night, chalois, then the kemitza that I'm taking should be for the chalos. And of course, if I only said rekikin and not chalois, then the kemitza that I'm taking for the chalos is b'teris nedava. It's not b'teris neder, because I only said rekikin. And if I said last night, chalois, then the kemitza I'm doing on the chalos is mitzad neder, and the one that I'm doing for the rekikin is mitzad nedava. So all of that so far works fine. So, a masnevi yomer, a chalis lechudayu, or rekikin lechudayu, if it's only a suffix between 10 full chalis or 10 full rekikin, amri, therefore I'm telling you, the kokomitzna, that I'm making now, the kemitza mechalis, that should be for the chalis. The kokomitzna merekikin, the one that I'm doing for the king, should be for the rekikin. That's easy. But what happens if it's taka, a hybrid, a mechza rekikin, or mechza chalis, or 1 and 9 and 2 and 8 and all the rest? Amri, the kokomitzna mechalois lihevei amechza chalois, umechza rekikin. Or the kokomitzna merikikin lihevei amechza rekikin, umechza chalois. He says that, for instance, it was 5 and 5. The kemitza that I'm doing now from the chalois should not only be for the 5 chalois, it should also be for the 5 rekikin. Because after all, I, Rib Shimon, hold, you're allowed to go and take 5 chalas and 5 rekikin, and therefore, when I'm making now the kemitza, I take a kemitza from the chalas, and I have in mind, it's not only for the chalas, it's also for the 5 rekikin that may have been part of the 10. And when I take a kemitza from the rekikin, I say, it shouldn't only be for these rekikin, it should also be for the chalas that are part of the 10. I don't know how much, whether it's 1 and 9 and 2 and 8, and that. You don't have to do it proportionally, you just have to have in mind, each time he takes them, the kemitza that he has in mind for both sets.
One of the combinations that become 10.
Exactly, yes.
But yet, when we did rekikin and the laws of Mafei Taner, we said that you take them, you bake them, then you cease them, cease so.
Beautiful. That's the next Gemara. Right. Don't you have to go and give a kemitza from two of them together? What are you referring to? Let's look at the last Rashi, exactly like Barry just said. The ichoda mincha shel chalis rekikin omar. If Itaka said one minchas mafitana of the two together, have a boy isuye chalis rekikin. You have to bring them both and ula poisison do psisa like you just said. Mikli hechad. For liquid tishneim kaimetzaris, you only take one kavitsa from both.
Just roll them all together into one big kli and say you're all one big psisa.
Obviously, that's different from what we just said.
Exactly.
So, Frey Timur, how did you go and say that? You see, Barry is furious. How can you even think something like that? Didn't we learn previously?
Barry is furious.
Oh, that's what it says. Yeah, but okay, good. But boy, Mikvitz, I don't see it here. It's probably between
it's
the lines.
It's between the lines.
Yeah. Pregnum of a boy, Mikvitz, Chad, Koimitz, Michalis, Umerikikin, and to be poisoned on. And then the Kokomitz, Michalis, Rikikin, Rikikin, Achalois. After the Gemara, Shemin, Reb Shimon, the Omar, Im Komatz, Va'ola, Biyode, Me Echad, Al Shneim, is Yotza. What does that mean? What happens if you take the psisa and you have the whole thing together inside one bowl? And he does a kemitza and he takes it and the makter and the mizbech. And then somebody looks and says, "Hey, it's unbelievable! You see where the kemitza came from? After all, the rekikin and the chalois psisa and these small little crumbs
indistinguishable.
You can indistinguishable. Yeah, I think more before Tulisa Denahama. You can still see the mara at least. Right. This is a little bit darker and this is a little bit lighter, like the difference between between, you know, we have people
what
that are...
Challah and egg challah.
Egg challah, you have white bread or you have brown, not brown, but...
Whole wheat,
right?
Sourdough.
Sourdough, so all different types.
Pumpernickel.
Oh, mazel tov. Anyway, but lamasa, you can go and discern the difference. Says the Gemara, we heard a contra b'shimon. If the person did a kmitza without particularly focusing on where, what, and v'olam biyodei me'echad al shneim, and it turns out all the psisim that he put into his three fingers were all from rikikin, were all from chalas, is olkad is yatza. And so therefore we don't have any kpeda according to Reb Shimon that it has to be dafka from this one or from that one or from both together. As long as it all adds up
so
to 10, one can be
virtually one kli.
We had two different menachos and a kli. We had a mixture of each one.
Right, you take from this side and from that side.
Exactly right. But that's what you're talking about. The two separate menachos fell into one kli. So even though they're nis'arev, said the Gemara, if it's at least discernible between one and the other, take a kmitz from one, take a kmitz from the other. Right. But here we're talking about it's one pool of all the stuff together. But when he went and did the kmitz,
how can you make it into a pool? I guess he's saying that there's...
No, that's the halacha. Barry said so himself, and Rashi concurs with Barry, that you go and take the chazer, you can all the poises on, but kliyachad, and you mix them all together.
If they all mafitana, or maybe they all come together.
Oh, exactly, mafitana comes together. You can't do this, say this, a machvas, a macheshes. But mafitana, according to Reb Shimon, you can mix and match. Until now, we learned 5 and 5. Today, we learned gvaldig and nai chidushim, that you can even do 1 and 9 and 2 and 8 and all the rest.
Because we knew 5 and 5 from looking at our hands.
Psh, gvaldig. Give him a hand. Anyway, continuing on. Okay, frankly, so good. So as far as the kmitz is concerned, I'm satisfied. But va'ika moise shemen. What am I going to do with the moise shemen? What's the shalom moise shemen? The mechze chalos and mechze rikikin. Omar moise reshemen machziroi lechalos. We said already earlier that since when we're talking about 5 and 5, chalos need a lot of shemen because you're adding the shemen to the belila and to make it fluffy and to mix it and all that. When you're talking about rikikin are like matzis, which are exactly your moishik, men ki. What is ki exactly? It's already a machloik, is exactly what ki is, but you're 100% right. But to be moishik, you don't need a lot of shemen to be moishik. You put, you know, you shmir, like you're putting jam on top or you're putting oil on top. You're done. What do you do with the moisra shemen? Shteitoch machzira lechales. Since the chales always need the more shemen than the rikikin, in such a case, according to Reb Shimon, according to Rabbanim, this never comes up because you're either bringing rikikin or you're bringing chales. You're not bringing. But according to Reb Shimon, that you do bring 5 and 5, the 5 chales are thirsty for shemen, and the other 5 is stricken. They don't need a lot of shemen. Just be moishechit and you're done. So what do you do with the moisra shemen machzira lechales? You go and give the chales, and the chales will now have a little bit more oil than the rikikin will have. Ikul rikikin amar. What happens if he only said rikikin? What do you do with the moiser shemen? How many times can you keep on doing it ki on these rikikin? So after you've done it already once, twice, whatever, what do you do with the moiser shemen? Nechal kahanim. So what do you do now in our situation? What do we do with that moiser shemen? Since I don't know whether his karmen was only chalas or only rikikin, or whether it was 5 and 5 or 1 and 9 and 2 and 8 or whatever. So what am I going to do with that moiser shemen? If I knew for sure that it was mechze 50-50, what would I do with it? I would go and pour the extra into the chales. But maybe he only said rikikin. If he only said rikikin, you don't take that shemen and put it into the chales. You go and give it to the kahanim. Oh, yeah, I'm stuck. V'zalachtar. Everyone nishkefela. Reb Shimon Yehuda. The son Reb Shimon Yehuda. Oim Shimon Reb Shimon. Our Reb Shimon. Moishchon kiminki. Yo. Umoishre Shimon nachal kehanim. That even Reb Shimon that says 5 and 5, we do not go and take the leftover shemen and put it into the chalos. In all cases, when you're dealing with shemen for a kikin, whatever's left over that you don't need for the shmiring, nachal kehanim, you go and give to the kahanim. We could theoretically stop here, or if everybody still has a gewaldige tzimoin to learn further, absolutely, we'll learn quickly until the two dots. It's all very, very simple. What is the shayla?
How many logs of shemen they bring? 2 logs?
Normally shemen, only bring one log of shemen, one.
Even
over here,
5 and 5, right,
like
here, we
were shemen. If you know for sure that it was only 5 and 5, you'd do one log for all 10 chalas.
You don't know,
then you have to bring one leg for the 10 chalas and then one leg for the 10 rikik. Okay?
Rav Shimon knows about shemen.
Oh, Rav Shimon knows about shemen. Very good. That was a beautiful, beautiful part. Let's continue on. Freight tomorrow. I have another shayla. you could really put two dots over here because it's really a new shtickle. And that is, and our Mishnah said, I don't know Pirashti, any idea, Ma Pirashti, how many do you have to bring? Five altogether. Why not six? What's the sixth one? Minchas Esachim. V'ikvesvukim Minchas Esachim, the Yomar Rava. We had yesterday's Gemara. Misnadiv Odom Minchas Esachim Mechol Yoyim. You can go and bring a Minchas. It doesn't have to be two gechepet to a regular carbon, to an oilet, to a shlom. Stands on its own. So maybe if a person says, I rely Mincha, he has to go and bring not only Soilis, Marcheshes, Machvas, the two Mafeitaners, but he has to be able to bring a Minchas Esachim. Everything Gemara. Kikom estapkele. So the Gemara is going to tell us, we ask the individual when you said, Hari Elai Mincha, what did you have in mind? He didn't know whether he had said Machves or Macheshes. That he didn't know, because if he would know, he wouldn't have a problem. But that he didn't remember. But we're going to ask him some clues to see whether Mincha Sesachim was possibly also in the mix in terms of his possible Pirashti. So Zokti Gemara, Kikom estapkele. Now we have a simen, as you see in the parentheses. We're going to have five answers. Yochid, Beglal, Levoina, Loig, Umikomsa. So, we ask him, tell me, what type of mincha did you have in mind? Bo'a Beglal Yochid, Bo'a Beglal Tzibur. Did you have in mind the type of mincha that you could even bring B'Tzibur? And he says, no. By Beglal Tzibur Loi Mestapkele. The only thing I had in mind was the type of Korbin mincha that can only be used by Yochid. Minchas Nesachim, by definition, can be used by Tzibur, in fact, every single day. The Oilish Tobit Shul Shachar, Oilish Tobit Shul Merabayim, was always accompanied by Mincha. I didn't have in mind, I was thinking of a Yochidika Mincha, not the type of Mincha that could be used by Tzibur. Okay, so that wasn't in the Parsha. Furthermore, we ask him, Kikom Estapkele, Bo'a Biglal Atzma, did you have in mind the type of mincha that can only be brought by itself, on its own? Or did you have a mincha that perhaps you could use as an adjunct to another carbon, a mincha sam? So he says, I'm not sure about Biglal Atzma, the one of the five, I'm not sure which one it is. But Bo Biglal Zevach Lemistak, that doesn't nishka shay. That I know for sure, it wasn't the type of mincha that's an accessory, an adjunct to another.
So they exclude the minchas nesachim now.
That's really the number two. There are five exclusions. Number one, I only had in mind a mincha that can be brought by Yochid, not a mincha that can be brought by Tzibur. So that eliminates minchas nesachim. I only had in mind a type of karm mincha that comes on its own, not to gecheb to another karm. That eliminates minchas nesachim. Number three, kikom estapkele to una levoina. I was thinking, the normal standard mincha. You think I've never brought a mincha in my life? I daven mincha every single day, and I brought it and bring a karma mincha once in a while. I know that you have to put in levoina, but minchas nesachim doesn't have levoina. No, I wasn't. Come on, I wasn't thinking about a mincha without levoina. Well, you think I chas shom I did a chet of oil of the yard and not going to put in levoina? Rather, I had in mind tun levoina. Sheina tun levoina le mestapkele. Third reason why Minchas Sesachim is not in the Cheshver. Next, Kikom Estapkele Bo'a Beloig. I had a money, you stand in Mincha, because I know I have to go and bring my Isorna flour, and I have to go and bring my Loig of Shemen. But you told my Minchas Sesachim, the minimum is Shloisha Lugin. Why can I get a Keves, right? Chatzia Hin Yela Por, Shlisha Sehin La Ayil, or Revia Sehin La Keves Yoyin, as well as Shemen. So that being the case, I know for a fact that I was not intending to bring three lugin. Why three lugin? Because the minimum is the keves. A keves is a quarter of a hin. Hin is 12 lugin. Quarter of 12 is three. Very good. So, Zoktimar, my only shailu was legabi one lug, not three. So again, minchas esochem is excluded. Zoktimar, bobeglishlish, lo mistakale. Kika mistakale to una kmitza. The only type of mincha that I had in mind was the standard one that I give it to the kohen. I always watch the kohen doing with the three fingers, and I'm always, I say, amazing.
Avodah kasher shel migdal.
What are the other two?
Chafina and
it starts with a mem.
Malika.
Very good. So you have those are the three, and one of the voices of kohen is this kmitza. What, he's going to do a mincha some without a kmitza? I want a kohen that knows his stuff and he can do the three with. That's the reason why I bring the kohen mincha. I want to go take a picture of it. Exactly. So that was again loy mistapkele. So tomorrow kikom mistapkele to una kmitza. Kikom mistapkele to una kmitza. Shen to kmitza loy kom mistapkele. So now you go back to the simon. how do I know that he didn't have in mind Mitzvah Sachem? Because we asked him. He said he only had in mind for Yochid, not a carbon that you can bring Betzibur. And he only had one that's Big Lal Atzma, not a type of carbon that you can bring as an adjunct usually to a carbon Euler Shlom or something. I had in mind one that always has Levina. Mitzvah Sachem doesn't have a Levina. I had in mind that has one Leik Shemin. He's got three Leik Shemin. And I had in mind for a Kemitza. Mitzvah Sachem, there's no Kemitza because it's Kula Kolil on the Mizbeach. So I know for sure he did not have in mind Mitzvah Sachem, and therefore he only has to bring five altogether and not six. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zagi Ben Zagi.